To our regular agenda, and I think we were at item number 67.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Tabor Sewer Rehabilitation Project Phase 1, number E107124, $6 million.
Is Scott coming? Okay, give Scott. Colleagues, this project is part of an ongoing large-scale sewer repair program. The city has about 2,500 miles of sewer pipes, and more than a third of them are over 80 years old. The Tabor Sewer Project will replace or repair more than 17,000 feet of pipe, which are in very poor condition. And today, Scott Gibson is here to walk us through the ask. Scott, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, City Commissioners. My name is Scott Gibson, for the record. I work for Bureau of Environmental Services, and with me today is Susan Horton, who's our project manager for the Tabor Sewer Rehabilitation Project, and she'll walk us through a brief presentation, and we can answer any questions. Susan?
Good morning. My name is Susan Yorton. I'm a senior engineering associate. Scott's my manager. As mentioned, we're here today asking for authorization to approve an ordinance to advertise a $6 million Tabor Sewer Rehabilitation Project contract. This project is part of VES's Phase 2 large-scale sewer rehabilitation program, which is approved in our current capital improvement budget. This project was managed and designed in-house by our in-house engineering staff. This map shows the project location. I-84 is to the north, Stark Street to the south, and the work occurs between 44th and 66th Avenues. As the map indicates, the bold lines are where the actual work will take place. The intent of this project is to replace or rehabilitate highly deteriorated pipe. By doing so, we will protect public health, property, and the environment. We will increase the sewer system capacity and reliability and reduce the risk of sewer leases to homes, businesses, and streets. As noted here, over 17,000 feet of new pipe will be constructed, ranging in size from 6-inch to 30-inch in diameter. VES's public involvement staff have done extensive outreach to communicate general information to almost 7,000 property and property owners. In order to minimize impact to neighborhoods and businesses, VES staff met with Providence Hospital personnel, Northwest Natural representatives, Water Bureau employees to coordinate proposed construction work. Portland Public Schools provided us a map that shows locations where their big bus stops are located, and also major travel paths used by students. TriMet has provided maps of their major bus routes, and new private development locations have been identified. Their right-of-way improvements are incorporated into the project design. Two locations will require night work due to the high traffic volumes. One, Gleason, and approximately 57th, and then the other on Burnside, just east of 47th. Our public involvement staff did additional outreach to approximately 300 properties and property owners to inform them of the anticipated night work and give them a chance to respond, which there was no responses generated. So this is the fourth and final pilot project using the new vitrified clay pipe. Two projects are currently in construction and reporting that we're receiving a good quality product at the work site. The insulation rate is slower than with PVC pipe, as would be anticipated because of the weight difference, but the local pipe installers are doing a good job. We anticipate the production rate to increase after the learning curve has been achieved and also when some better soil conditions for trench work are encountered. And then based on the previous clay pipe bids we received, the cost for the 12-inch pipe, our most common pipe size, is trending towards a single-digit premium. So here is our budget schedule. We have a high level of confidence. We'd like to advertise this month and then construction to begin in July.
Thank you very much. We'll turn to council questions. I'll just comment that Scott asked me as we were preparing for this whether to include that slide with the clay pipes. And I urged him to do so. You may recall about a year ago, we told you that we were kind of going back to the future and using clay pipes. And it's a little counterintuitive, but Scott explained the costs and environmental benefits of clay pipes, so we included it in the slide.
Thank you.
Okay. Carla, have we got anyone who signed up?
I do not have a sign-up sheet for this item.
Seeing no one, this matter proceeds to a second reading. Thank you both very much.